You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, Mark, now it's time for a sports wrap. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. Here
we go. We got a basketball situation tonight going at right about now. We're starting at the Palace. All 3,500 should be in their seats.
Oh, stop.
As the Pistons take on your Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert. Pistons and Cavs tonight at the Palace. We'll keep you tabbed on that all night. No reason to go anywhere else. As if you would. Spartans and Wolverines, 2 days away from their Sweet 16 games versus Virginia and Tennessee, respectively. Wings have Montreal at Joe Louis tomorrow, 7 o'clock face-off there in that one. Exhibition baseball in Clearwater, Florida. How about your Justin Verlander? 1-0 Tigers final over the Phillies. JV goes 6 1/3, 1 hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts. Verlander gives up no runs in 20 spring innings, and he is finished and getting ready for his opening day start next Monday.
Did he pitch against the A's the whole spring? You know, he owns them.
No, and no A's involved. Ian Kinsler had a triple in the first, scored on Miguel Cabrera's ground out. Torrey Hunter a couple of hits as well, as the Tigers got 10 hits but just one run. Braves are in Lakeland tomorrow again. The Tigers now 13-12 in the no-count games. College baseball, Northern home openers. Michigan had the Cajones and the Stones to play today in Ann Arbor. 12-4, they lead Western Michigan. That game is still underway at Wilpon Complex. Of course, Freddie Wilpon giving all that money to Michigan. That's in the eighth inning. Michigan State did not have the Stones to play. They decided to postpone their game with Central Michigan until April 8th. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NBA tonight. Brooklyn, we got something going on in this game of Charlotte, too. Brooklyn is up 26-22 in the first. Still plenty of time in the first quarter. Deron Williams has 18 of the 26 points already for the Nets.
Wow.
18 first quarter points of their 26. We'll follow that and see if he gets some kind of number tonight. Washington leads Phoenix by 2 in the first. Other games starting in just a bit or later on tonight. NIT tonight, one game underway. Florida State in Tallahassee leads Louisiana Tech 18-10. Larry Brown and SMU will go at 9 o'clock tonight against California. Other NHL, there are two games just getting started. Canucks in Minnesota, Flyers and Rangers. One game later on, that's the Ducks and Flames. PGA Tour moves to San Antonio for the Texas Open. Phil Mickelson in the field, of course, no Tiger. Mickelson will tee at 9 a.m. tomorrow. The Masters is just 2 weeks away. And in Sony Open Tennis at Key Biscayne, I think this one is worth watching. Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams in a semi tomorrow. I would watch that and pay money to do so down at Crandon Park. That is your sports wrap, brought to you by Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. All right, Rob Parker. Number 248-848-1130. Josh is on. We're talking about the Kappa. College players can unionize. That was determined today thanks to Kane Coulter and the rest of his Northwestern University football buddies. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a question. With these players unionizing now, and I hope it spreads throughout the entire league, which it should, because I feel like players are definitely taken advantage of. But when players get injured, I know they kind of get compensated with their injuries and medical, but will their scholarships now possibly be honored to where the kids can still go to school instead of the one-year basis?
You mean on injury?
Well, on injury, because, say, hypothetically, if a player gets injured, their scholarship is just for that year, but with a unionized, will they have, like, longer-term contracts for college players now?
Well, I mean, that could be something that could be negotiated if the players were willing to give up. I mean, it could be. I'm just saying. Now, colleges might not go for that, but that's now something that would have – everything would have to be on the table.
Because one thing that I hope happens, too, and it's the biggest hypocritical rule there is that – coaches can leave and go to another school.
Absolutely.
I hope players are allowed to now, because I don't understand how players can lose an eligibility year and coaches are allowed to up and leave even in a scandal year.
We saw Pete Carroll leave on, right? Pete Carroll left. I know
Pete
he went
Carroll,
to the pros.
Chip Kelly.
Right, all these guys.
Well, this isn't new. We've done this forever.
Right.
But you don't lose an eligibility year. If you leave after 2 years, you have to sit out a year, but you got your 2 years remaining.
No, but you still have to sit out. You shouldn't have to, if coaches should have to sit out if they leave a program.
This has been an age-old topic since time began in college sports. That might be something now, Josh, that Kappa tries to work on to say, look, I know, and, you know, we hear this all the time. Well, more than ever, players are transferring schools. So good for them. I say, well, but they have to sit out the year. If you're D1, if you have, you know, there's certain circumstances where you can play right away. For example, when the kid at Drew Crawford at Northwestern, speaking of Northwestern, if you decide to go to graduate school and you want to transfer, you get to play that next year. You don't have to sit out a year.
Exactly.
Crawford decided to stay at Northwestern and not transfer for his graduate program. He could have left. He decided to give Chris Collins his talents for the year. That happened at Northwestern. But other players have gone as one-year mercenaries on this kind of graduate school buyout plan.
Hey, Josh, I'm just curious. I'm curious real quick. How old are you?
24.
I'm surprised that a young guy's with this. You know what I mean?
Oh, because I see, I mean, well, look at the hired gun. Well, allegedly, Cam Newton with Auburn. He, out of nowhere, just goes to Auburn and they win a national title. But if a player wants to leave his freshman year that's not getting playing time, and he knows he's not going to get playing time, like, say, when Denard Robinson was at Michigan, and he wasn't for the system, even though he did great things here, he wasn't for the system. If he wanted to go up and leave a spread offense school, he would have to sit out. But now a player should get the option to be like, well, I'm going to be a senior next year, and I want to play my senior year.
You know what I say to all this guy, all this stuff, Josh, about, you know, the administrators and the presidents and the ADs who say, well, you'd have players transferring all the time. I say, tough toenail.
So what?
Too bad.
That's right. Let them transfer. Let them go wherever they want to go.
You know, I wanted to say something else, but I just kept it to toenail. Tough. That's the way it goes. Why isn't that the answer to that? I still have never understood why.
Or the other argument that people always say, well, what happens if they don't make it in the league? You know what they do, Mark? They either go back to school, get their degree, or they go get a job like everybody else. What do you mean? What do they do?
I don't know why this has always been so complicated.
Well, what happens if they leave early and they don't get it, and they don't make it to the league? You know what happens? You go get a job.
It's called life.
It's life. And you know what?
It's just the
currently in progress.
More money, and that's all it's about. And it's always
of course it is, Josh. It. Josh, to keep that guy, that star athlete at your school, is more money for you. That's all it is. Follow the money, Rod Maloney. Our guy, Rod Maloney. I know it's an old phrase.
Four, he always says it to
just
us.
Just follow the money. You'll find your way to what you either want to find out or don't want to know.
So
because it's the national, it's the college association, and they're just writing checks when a school's got $80 million just from one football season. And then upgrades the stadium, pays all the people, and then the student say he's not going to make the team next year. He's cut and left to dry, and he can't go somewhere else because he was associated with that school that last year.
Absolutely.
Josh, I got a feeling you should be an AD somewhere.
I know. Josh, we appreciate your input, though.
Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
Very good head on his shoulders.
248-848-1130. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking in the other room with the younger guys over there, Mark. Are you guys with this, unionizing, or against it? Up.
Why would they be against
no,
it?
No, I don't know. I'm just, because some people just, you think the older guys are against it?
Yeah, but they're not going to hang with old coots that run universities. They're young people. They're going to hang with their own kind.
All right, I'm just wondering, that's all.
Now, we're the old coots. You'd think we would
be with it, though. We've always been with it. Both of us have been with it.
We actually have to come with the fact we're old guys. So you'd think we would be on the side of the university.
Saying, don't mess with my college football. No. It's always been that way. Just leave it the way
those
it is.
Those darn kids should appreciate getting those scholarships. And not
I wish somebody would have gave me a scholarship for playing ball.
Well, wait, I got one. Okay, I mean, right. Yes.
You know what I mean.
Yes. They should accept that and run to the bank. They shouldn't want, what, they want $20 to go
they
see
want
a
money?
Movie?
Right. How dare them want a pizza or to take a girl to a movie?
Take a girl to a movie.
Right. How dare you?
Sit in that rumble seat, probably make out at Lover's Point.
You should be thankful that you're going to Michigan and they're paying the bill. You know, they just throw another kid in the class. All right, you go sit in there.
I'm going to read that line again because it's the biggest line in the story and it's the biggest line of the day when it came to why this happened. And it was the best line and it doesn't take a lot. It didn't take a whole, you know, bunch of pieces of paper to make this line happen. And of course, it's on the bottom of my sheets.
Yoshi.
Scholarships are directly tied and linked to their performance. Thus, they should be allowed to unionize. Bink! End of story. The Kappa is now alive. Kane Coulter leads the way. The College Athletic Players Association. Think about that line. It's the scholarship you get. If it wasn't linked to performance, if you got 4 years...
No matter what. It'd be totally different.
You could tally that up. That's $100,000. How much more you want on top of that? Now, there's another old line that goes like this, and the number is 248-848-1130. Parker the Man, back on the Fan. The old line is this one, and you know how this is, Rob. Well, you can't offer something to the athletes you don't offer to the entire student body.
Since when?
I don't know who made that one up, but that's always been the prevailing theme. Well, scholarships are available for the music department, but guess what the music kids can do? They can go play in the local concerto. They get paid to do it. They can go to the Lansing Symphony up if you're at Michigan State in the music department and get paid for playing with the Lansing
Mark,
Symphony.
They can play at their church and get a little stipend, a little something, to, you know, for
they
the gas
money. They'll lose a scholarship.
Money.
Right. The NCAA doesn't come out. Hey.
Hey, you played at the church this week.
Hey, you third tenor. Hey, watch what. Hey, you second chair flutist or flautist, whatever
flautist.
You call it. Is it a flautist? You can't be on Glee. What are you doing? Hey, KC, what's happening, fella?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's
hey,
up, KC?
Hey.
You know, I don't know how I feel about this college athletes unionizing. I think we're starting to break down that line between, you know, you always hear the argument, well, it's sports, it's not like real life. You know, I don't know how I feel about college athletes unionizing when you can't get McDonald's workers, you can't get Walmart workers to unionize. It's just it's blurring the lines. It's like,
well, wait
you know,
a second, Casey, hold on. You're not actually being funny. Sometimes we have a, you know, it's been 6 years, but I still remember my Casey, man.
Oh yeah.
I always had tough deciphering the jokes between the. Are you seriously saying to me you don't know how you feel? You know how you feel. Why don't you say it?
I do, but, you know, we haven't got the time for the actual follow the money line because I've always said, you know, athletes, when they get to millionaire status, the government takes 50% of it. Why doesn't 10% of that 50% go back to the universities? It's a self-funding thing. The IRS is the greatest tax collector in the world. They'll get the money. They'll make sure it goes back to the NCAAs. Then you can pay the athletes. You know, you're just taking out of their paychecks moving forward. They get a degree. Now, after they, you know, they've made their millions or whatever, they're still paying, you know, 10%. You know,
well, what about the universities going into those endowments, Mark? Michigan has all this money. Bill Davidson, before he died, gave them $100 million. And they're crying that they can't fund a football team. Stop it. Stop.
Well, and it's, you know, the universities are always lying. They're always adding money. But they don't have that constant revenue stream after the student leaves the university. They would if the IRS would take a chunk of their thing. And you could bring the education cost down for all the kids. I know I got a kid going to Gettysburg University. I know how much it costs, but he doesn't want to work. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to work either if I didn't have to. But this incentivizes them to work. To make more money, and you almost want to go back to the old-fashioned way. You know what? Give the Title IX aspect a whirl. You know, give the money to the girlfriends. Give the money, the cars, the cash, all that stuff to the girlfriends, and set up, you know, Gold Digger 101 class.
Oh, stop, KC.
All right, Casey, thanks, man.
Gold Digger 101. You knew something was coming.
That's all I can tell you. All right, we'll do this after that, okay? So more of your calls. We're going to take this up until 8 o'clock. Then we're going to hit the Jim Caldwell thing.
Caldwell, I hope you heard what he said today because it was pretty shocking. I don't know, Mark. I'm in the Caldwell camp right now, but today was a little rocky for me. I'm like,
I'm hanging with JC, baby.
I'm hanging with him.
I'm good.
I know a lot of people didn't want him. They wanted somebody else, anybody else. He got raked through the coals, but I'm telling you, I'm with Jim Caldwell on this. You heard it. People always say, I hate the Lions.
Right, or you
I
hate the coaches. Every coach that comes
every coach,
through,
I'm telling you. And the only reason I like Jim Caldwell, right?
Is he's black.
He's a brother. Oh, yeah, of course you like Jim Caldwell. Right?
You love Mariucci.
Thank you. What did I write? What was the lead of my column?
Our savior has arrived.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Steve Mary freaking Ucci.
That was my lead.
Ken Coulter leading the way. Our number, 248-848-1130. Kappa is alive and breathing. The